Hello, I'm Rockin' Ron Schumacher, host of Middays on 103.5 WGRR, Cincinnati's greatest hits, including playing your lunchtime greats by request weekdays from noon to 1. Happy to be your Hollywood reporter with the latest on Us Weekly magazine here on Radio Reading Services for the week of October 14th. The royal couple on the cover with the headlines, Harry's Amazing African Tribute, Diana's Legacy Lives On, the inside story on how they retrace mom's footsteps and meets landmine victims, plus how Redemption Tour saved Meghan's royal status. Let's begin with a section called Love Lives, a look at Nicole and Joel, the simple life. Time flies when you're in love, just ask Nicole Richie and Joel Madden. It's nice doing the journey of life together. The fashion designer gushed to Us Weekly magazine about the singer of Good Charlotte, who's age 40, at the launch of her Nicole Times Capsule Chick collection, which was just released last month. The secret to their happiness? The pair, married since 2010, share similar values. Being with somebody else who has the same goals as you is a really fun way to live, adds Richie, who is 38 years of age. We love to laugh and have fun, says Richie. Next up in Love Lives, a true connection, Sarah and Freddie. Sarah Michelle Gellar, age 42, and Freddie Prinze Jr., who's a year older, prefer voicing their feelings instead of typing them. Real life isn't a text message, the actress, who's partnered with Colgate Optic White, tells Us Weekly magazine. Eye contact and smiles are moments that you can't replicate on a device. So, after 17 years together, how do they like to communicate? By cooking together, says Gellar. When you spend time in the kitchen, it's all so beautiful. Up next, stronger than ever, Britney and Sam. Britney Spears and Sam Asghari are hashtag fitness couple goals. Since the start of their romance in 2016, the pair have made it a point to motivate each other to work out, even when they're too busy. We try to support each other as best we can, the personal trainer, age 25, told Us Weekly magazine at this year's Daytime Beauty Awards in L.A. just last month, adding that they always stay on top of their sweat sessions. We believe it. And winter wedding. The countdown is on for Katy Perry, age 34, and Orlando Bloom, who's 42. They're set to get married in December, a source tells Us Weekly magazine. In the meantime, the pair, who've been engaged since February, are focusing on each other. Says Perry, it's important for us to do the work before we go and take this really big next step. Next up in the latest edition of Us Weekly magazine, baby love, Tia's tiny dancer. Tia Mowry has an itty-bitty ballerina. Her daughter, Cairo, is graceful and loves to dance, says the star of Family Reunion, age 41. Since the 17-month-old bounces and looks like a gazelle running around the house, Tia and hubby Corey Hardrick are planning to sign her up for classes. The actress gushes even more about her coordinated little girl. She's really chill. She's the perfect baby. Is Cairo really well-behaved? Well, she doesn't have that many tantrums because she can communicate in sign language. She'll put her hands together like, help, please. I really can't complain. Has she reached any new milestones lately? Tia says, well, she's walking. Well, actually, she's running. Corey nicknamed her Bullet because she's so fast. We always have to say, Cairo, slow down. What's the most surprising thing your daughter does? Tia says, she'll literally just sit still and sit pretty. I never experienced this with her brother, Cree. Any plans for baby number three? Tia says, I need therapy to figure that one out. My friend told me, I know you love a challenge, but go run a marathon or something. Focus that energy somewhere else. Because there's such a large age gap between Cairo and her 8-year-old brother, Tia always has a helper. If I need a bottle, Cree will go get me one, says the actress, at the Scooby-Doo 50th birthday celebration, which happened last month. But I do have to tug on him to throw dirty diapers away. Now it's the hot Hollywood section of the latest issue of Us Weekly magazine, Ashton versus Demi, her shocking memoir. Ashton knew what was coming in Demi's tell-all memoir, which spills some of their marital secrets. On the September 26th episode of the YouTube show Hot Ones, Ashton Kutcher says, oh, Mila Kunis, I love you, before joking, if I don't make it out of this, honey, take care of the children. Their children, Wyatt, age 4, and Dimitri, who's just 2. Fans may assume that this referred to the juicy revelations in Demi Moore's new memoir called Inside Out, which reveals intimate details about her marriage to Ashton from 2005 to 2013. But Kutcher wasn't blindsided by the content of Moore's Tell All, in which the actress, age 56, alleges that she and the star of Ranch twice opened up their marriage to threesomes, and that when they split up in 2015, after Ashton's alleged infidelity, he claimed the threesomes had blurred lines around what was and wasn't okay in their marriage. Demi also reveals that she suffered a miscarriage while they were dating, and that Ashton encouraged her to start drinking socially again after 2 years of sobriety. When Demi began promoting her memoir, it seemed as though Ashton was tempted to defend himself before taking the high road, tweeting on September 24th, "I was about to push the button on a really snarky tweet. Then I saw my son, daughter, and wife, and I deleted it." But a source tells Us Weekly magazine Ashton wasn't actually upset by what his ex shared. This is Demi's truth, and he always felt sympathetic toward her. Meanwhile, Ashton and Mila are carrying on with their life as usual. They were spotted September 28th at Disneyland with the kids, and earlier in the week at a Dodgers game. New couples alert! Cuffing season is here. Us Weekly magazine can exclusively confirm that Halsey and Evan Peters are dating, while the internet's boyfriend, Noah Centineo, is officially taken by his new YouTuber girlfriend, Alexis Wren. The star of To All the Boys I've Loved Before, age 23, was spotted being pretty lovey with Wren, who's a year younger, on September 25th. He wrapped his arm around Wren and kissed the side of her forehead, an onlooker tells us. As for the Bad at Love singer, well, she's harbored a 7-year crush on the American Horror Story alum, age 32, and the duo have been seeing each other for several weeks. Who says romance is dead? Publicly wed, Justin and Haley exchange vows in South Carolina. Just over 1 year since they legally married, Justin Bieber and Haley Baldwin publicly tied the knot on September 30th in front of core family and friends, a source tells Us Weekly magazine. Guests included Kendall Jenner, Travis Scott, Ireland Baldwin, Ed Sheeran, Jaden Smith, Justin's manager Scooter Braun, and some of the Baldwin brothers in the Low Country coastal area of South Carolina. The couple stayed at the Montage Palmetto Bluff Resort, giggly celebrating their rehearsal dinner at Moreland Landing. Congrats again, lovebirds. Are they dating? Rachel Bilson was tight-lipped when asked if Nick Vial is her type. "I don't want to talk about it," she told Us Weekly magazine at the Freeze HD Gala. But the former Bachelor told us at the 10th annual Thirst Gala that he always enjoys spending time with the actress. We'll keep you updated. And finally, in the Hot Hollywood section of the latest issue of Us Weekly magazine, Jessica Simpson, by baby weight. Jessica Simpson dropped 100 pounds in 6 months. So how did she do it? "I write down everything I eat," the singer, age 39, shared recently. And that's not all. A source tells us the star works out at least 4 times a week with Harley Pasternak's team and walks more than 14,000 steps a day. Simpson's weight reached 240 pounds while pregnant with daughter Birdie Mae, who's just 6 months old. But Ashley Simpson Ross told us her dedication is her true weight loss secret. Wrote Jessica Simpson on Instagram, "So proud to feel like myself again." A look at a single lady. A role that Angelina Jolie won't be playing again? Wife. A source exclusively tells Us Weekly magazine that the A-list actress, age 44, says she will never get married again. The mom to Maddox, age 18, Pax, 15, Zahara, 14, Shiloh, 13, and twins Knox and Vivian, 11, whom she shares with ex-husband Brad Pitt, apparently never wanted to tie the knot. She felt that Brad pressured her, adds the source. Right now, the star is enjoying being single. She very much wants to travel around the world with the kids, continues the insider, as she did when she was with Brad. A look at Leighton Meester. She's to die for. Someone other than Adam Brody has stolen Leighton Meester's heart. It's their 4-year-old daughter, Arlo. Before parenthood, the Gossip Girl alum didn't realize how intense her maternal side would be. "People started telling me, you're going to really love them." Meester, age 33, told Us Weekly magazine at a special screening of Semper Fi in L.A. last month. "And then you do, and you're like, oh, okay, I don't love anyone else. I just love them. And I don't even love myself as much as I love them. Not even close." Well, into motherhood, her mama bear instincts are in full force. When asked if she would kill or die for Arlo, Meester told us, "Sure I would." Up next, Jamila Jamil taking a stand. Jamil urges female celebrities to use their platform to speak out about more important topics than just themselves. Jamila Jamil is known for her role on The Good Place, but she's also fighting the good fight. The actress, age 33, has made it her mission to speak out against diet culture and unhealthy beauty standards. "Everything I do is dedicated to young people," she told Us Weekly magazine at the We Day UN in New York City event last month. "We live in a society that doesn't teach them about how valuable they are." Jamil frequently makes headlines for targeting celebrities like the Kardashians, who promote detox and diet procedures. Her campaign, called I Weigh, works with Instagram to make it impossible to sell those types of products to minors, which she considers a huge win. But the Brit also applies these values to her own life. "I don't let magazines Photoshop me," she said. "I don't let billboards Photoshop me, even in a group shot. They can Photoshop all my other castmates, but they can't Photoshop me." This is always a fun part of Us Weekly magazine. What's in my bag? From crystals to dinos, Chloe Bennett's Proenza Schooler is a mixed bag, literally. Chloe Bennett keeps a glam squad in her purse. "I like to bring a full face of makeup everywhere," says the star of Abominable, which is in theaters now, by the way. You never know where you're going to end up. She packs so many rainbow-colored products, the inside of her bag looks like it belongs in a Taylor Swift album promotion. Here's what else the actress, age 27, schleps. "Tarte has the best highlighter. It's my favorite. People stop me on the street for it. I draw a lot. I have nice Sakura Pigma Micron drawing pens. Then I use and ruin them. And when I actually want to draw, I don't get to do anything with them. My keychain is a Coach dinosaur skeleton. She makes me happy every time I see her. There are also two rubber dinosaurs in my bag. I have a bunch. I put them in people's houses and then leave. This is something that I think is funny. You know, I've had the same pink leather passport case since I was about 11. It's covered in stickers. That's the lucky thing I carry around. And I also carry a rose quartz to hold. It's for my fidget situation." And now to the cover story. First family tour, Meghan and Harry's African adventure. It's been a whirlwind trip for the Duke and Duchess of Sussex and for their scene-stealing little one, baby Archie. This article written by Jamie Harkin. Princess Diana would be proud. On September 25th, during a visit to the Mothers to Mothers charity in Cape Town, South Africa, Meghan Markle got up from her seat and plunked down on the floor, where playmats and toys were spread out before her. "I can't be the only one down here," she said with a laugh, as she encouraged the moms in attendance to join her with their little ones. "It was spontaneous," says an insider of the gesture. She wanted to show that despite being a duchess, she doesn't need special treatment. She wanted everyone to feel relaxed around her. Well, mission accomplished. The parents at the event were blown away by Meghan's kindness, says the source. They didn't expect her to be so engaging and down to earth. This was one of many successful stops for Meghan, Prince Harry, and their 5-month-old son Archie, who'd made his royal engagement debut earlier that morning on their African tour. The 10-day trip was jam-packed with engagements and gave the Duke and Duchess of Sussex a chance to highlight the causes closest to their hearts and to honor Harry's late mother, who worked tirelessly to bring awareness to issues affecting Africa. While Meghan, 38, and Archie, as well as their nanny, remained in South Africa for the duration, Harry, who's 35, jetted off to Botswana, Angola, and Malawi for some solo work. During his visit to a college to promote education for girls in Malawi on September 29th, Meghan Skyped in while Archie napped. "Meghan and Harry's trip to Africa was better than they could have ever imagined," says the insider. "They're totally overwhelmed by the warm welcome they've received." One major highlight was bringing Archie to meet anti-apartheid activist and Nobel Peace Prize winner Archbishop Desmond Tutu. The smiling tot, dressed adorably in striped H&M overalls, by the way, they sold out immediately, was a natural during his first official appearance. "He stole the show," says the insider. "Some babies would feel overwhelmed being surrounded by unfamiliar faces, but Archie was loving all the attention." As Meghan happily held her firstborn in her lap during the meeting, Harry boasted that his son was already trying to stand on his own. "He's a very strong baby," says the royal source. "He can even sit up for a few seconds." Having Archie there was extra special for Harry. His mother, Diana, had worked hard to pass down her strong sense of philanthropy to Harry and his brother, Prince William, before her tragic death in 1997. Now he and Meghan are hoping to do the same with Archie. Harry also says he's found solace in Africa after losing his mother. "It's been an extremely emotional journey for Harry," says the insider of the new dad, who walked through a minefield in Angola on September 27th, like his mother did more than 20 years before. Having the opportunity to continue his mom's work there is extremely meaningful, says the source. It's his way of paying tribute to Diana. The trip has given the Duchess a chance to showcase her humanitarian side. Since entering the royal fray, the former Suits actress has been under fire in the press for reportedly feuding with sister-in-law Kate Middleton, and most recently for her and Harry's use of private jets. We're seeing a more compassionate maternal Meghan, says the source. While Harry traveled, she attended events focusing on female empowerment. On September 26, she secretly paid respects to a teenage girl who'd been raped and brutally murdered at a post office. And on October 1st, she helped raise awareness of sexual violence in Johannesburg. At one event, the Duchess spoke directly to the women in the audience, telling them, "While I am here with my husband as a member of the royal family, I want you to know that for me, I am here with you as a mother, as a wife, as a woman of color, and as your sister." Her efforts have been well received. "This is the real Meghan," says the source. "It's not an act. And while she'll never replace Diana, she's determined to follow in her own footsteps." It's been a magical adventure for the royal family. In fact, even the Queen is thrilled, the insider says. She's seeing a more mature, responsible side of Harry, and she's really impressed with how Meghan's upped her game. It's a trip they won't soon forget. It's brought Harry and Meghan even closer, says the insider. They're calling it a life-changing experience. Next up, a look at a growing family. From the season 2 premiere of their Animal Planet TV show to planning a wedding, it's an exciting time for the Irwins. This article written by Francis Dodds. The Irwin family, their best year yet. Cricky, Australian conservationist and TV personality Bindi Irwin and her fiancé Chandler Powell are getting hitched. The lovebirds got engaged in July, 6 years after they met in 2013. Chandler moved to Australia to work at the zoo with Bindi and her mom, Terry, age 55, and her little brother, Robert, 15. The family sits down with Us Weekly magazine to talk about the second season of Cricky, It's the Irwins, which just premiered earlier this month, wedding plans, and how the celebration will honor the late Steve Irwin. "Congratulations, you two. Chandler, walk us through the proposal." Chandler replied, "Thank you. I had it all planned out. I'd ask Robert and Terry's permission before, and they said yes immediately. They were so kind. So I'd had the idea that I wanted Robert to hide in the bushes and get the perfect shot of the moment happening. The day before I proposed, Terry took Bindi to get her nails done, and Robert and I went to a location in the zoo and planned out the perfect spot. Well, fast forward to the next day, Bindi's 21st birthday. We always have a big celebration at the Australia Zoo. We feed the crocodiles. Everyone gets birthday cake, and it's a really special day. And after all the formalities at the zoo, we got out of the khakis and dressed up for a family photo shoot. Now, we don't dress up too much, so I didn't want Bindi to get suspicious. But after we dressed up, I said, you know, it's been kind of a hectic day. Let's go for a walk and just take a minute for ourselves. Well, we were walking through the zoo, and we got to the spot that Robert and I chose, and I got down on one knee." Oh, so special. "Robert, are you excited to call this guy brother-in-law?" Robert says, "Oh, absolutely, yeah. I'll be walking Bindi down the aisle. When she asked me to do that, I was so honored and excited and nervous at the same time. I really can't wait." "So what are some other wedding details?" "Khaki wedding dress, possibly?" Bindi says, "I'm not sure whether I'm going to take it to that extreme, but maybe some subtle hints of khaki." Chimes in Chandler, "There will definitely be animals, though." And Bindi says, "Yes, definitely. We'll walk down the aisle with koalas and wombats. It'll be really special." Bindi and Chandler, one thing we love about your story is how much it parallels Steve and Terry's. It feels like it's come full circle. Bindi replies, "It's just extraordinary. We met in the same place at the Australia Zoo that my mom and dad did. They have a photo of when they first met, and so do we. And we both have those silly little smiles. Dad's rocking his mullet, and mom has her very much 80s hair going. It's so special. They're both just glowing." Terry says, "Yeah, it really is amazing. Steve and I met when I came to the zoo as a tourist, and these guys did the same thing. Chandler's the tourist." Chandler chimes in, "I met Bindi right next door to where Steve and Terry met, where years ago Steve had just finished a croc demonstration. I was holding a koala, and Bindi was holding a canida, and it was just love at first sight." Terry, was it love at first sight for you and Steve too? Terry says, "Well, it's funny because when Steve and I met, he asked me, 'Would you like to meet my girlfriend?' I just felt utterly crushed. And then he called out, 'Hey, Suey.' And here comes this little doggy, Suey." I went, boom, no girlfriend. That's wonderful. You must be all thinking about him so much now. Terry replies, yeah. Through it all, I always think about what Steve would be doing. While we're discussing the wedding planning and the details, I know he'd just be crying because he was so soft on the inside and loved Bendy and Robert so much, and he would have loved you too, Chandler. Do you plan on honoring him at the wedding? Bendy replies, oh, absolutely. I really want Dad to be a big part of the day, so I'm excited to be able to incorporate him throughout the ceremony and the reception. You know, I love how his spirit also lives on in your show and in all the great work you're doing. Does it help you to feel closer to him? Terry said, Steve and I had a very spirited and passionate and competitive marriage, so we'd always work together and kind of try to up-one each other. We have nearly 500,000 acres of protected habitat now, and our wildlife hospital, which Steve started, has now treated over 86,000 sick, injured, and orphaned animals to get them back out into the wild. So when we hit new milestones, I kind of go, boom, Steve, we did that. That's amazing. So what can we expect from season two of Cricky? It's the Irwins. Robert says, we wanted to make it bigger and better. You can see that there's so much more action. Everything's just amped up times 10. And I think it's pretty cool because it's almost more of a personal look into what we do and why we love doing it. And Bindi, on Chandler's proposal at the Australia Zoo, it was the perfect moment. I was crying and just beyond thrilled. Congratulations. Up next, powerful women, Hollywood's IRL superhero squad. They fight back. These A-listers have battled and kicked the butt of a range of medical conditions. This article written by Frances Dodds. Selena Gomez knows when to take a break from the spotlight, especially when her health depends on it. The singer, who's 27, suffers from lupus, a disease in which the immune system attacks the body's healthy tissue. In 2017, she had a kidney transplant, and she continues to be open about ongoing health complications. I've discovered that anxiety, panic attacks, and depression can be side effects of lupus and can present their own challenges, she said. To improve her overall well-being, she's focused on her diet, routine, and medication. For a world-class athlete, there's nothing worse than losing a match with your own body. That was the case for Venus Williams for 7 years, until she found out she has an autoimmune system called Sjogren's syndrome in 2011. No matter how hard I worked, I never felt in shape, the tennis star, who's 39, has said. She also suffered from extreme fatigue, swollen joints, and muscle aches, all common symptoms of the disease. Before she started medication, just being alive was very uncomfortable. Moms don't get enough credit. While pregnant with her daughter Valentina in 2007, Salma Hayek developed gestational diabetes as a result of high blood sugar. Insulin levels usually go back to normal once the baby's born. While the Oscar nominee, who's 53, has a family history of the disease, she was surprised by the diagnosis at the age of 41. If I had to do it over, I wouldn't eat so much fruit at the beginning, she said. I didn't know that eating fruit that's high in sugar isn't recommended with that condition. When Selma Blair was diagnosed with multiple sclerosis, a disease that disables the central nervous system, just last year, it was a shock to her and everyone else. But Blair, who's age 47, has remained hopeful and determined as she documents her experience for her loving fans. I'm disabled, the Legally Blonde star has said. I fall sometimes. I drop things. My memory is foggy. And my left side is asking for directions from a broken GPS. But we're doing it. There's no wake-up call like finding out you've been in a coma for a week. That's what happened to Halle Berry in 1989 before she was diagnosed with type 2 diabetes. Since then, Berry, who's 53, has weaned herself off insulin by adopting a strict low-carb, high-fat keto diet. If you're like me, you could possibly reverse type 2 diabetes, the Oscar winner for Monsters Ball has said. She also credits nutrition for keeping her looking young. A double win. We all owe our loved ones for their support, but in Sarah Hyland's case, she owes them for her second chance at life. The star of Modern Family, who's 28, has kidney dysplasia, a condition in which the kidneys don't develop normally in the womb. She's had 16 surgeries, and both her father and brother have donated kidneys for her. That's why I'm so independent, she said. In some areas of my life, I literally have no choice but to be dependent. The show must go on, but sometimes it just can't. Lady Gaga postponed her tour in 2017 after she was diagnosed with fibromyalgia, a disorder that causes widespread musculoskeletal pain. For me, and I think for many others, the singer, who's 33, has said, it's really a cyclone of anxiety, depression, PTSD, trauma, and panic disorder, all of which send the nervous system into overdrive. and then you have nerve pain as a result. Fortunately, after much therapy, Gaga says it's getting better every day. And finally, combating dark warrior Kylo Ren isn't the only battle this Star Wars actress has fought. Daisy Ridley, who's 27, has been candid about her struggle with endometriosis, a condition that makes menstruation agonizing. In 2016, Ridley was also diagnosed with polycystic ovary syndrome, which causes extreme acne, excess hair growth, and weight gain. I can safely say feeling so self-conscious has left my confidence in tatters, she said at the time. But now, after cutting out sugar and dairy, she's much more optimistic. Progress is being made. Now, wedded bliss. A power couple. It takes two to tango. If marriage is a dance, Julianne Hough and Brooks Like are the perfect partners physically and emotionally. This article written by Francis Dodds. They're in a lockstep for life. Ever since Julianne Hough and Brooks Like said I do in July of 2017, the lovebirds have been exhibit A for hashtag relationship goals. They were long distance for more than 3 years while Like was playing hockey in the NHL and Hough was on Dancing with the Stars. So now that they wake up in the same place every day, they can't get enough of each other. We love to do anything active and adventurous together, Hough tells Us Weekly magazine. We go hiking and biking. I've been doing some weight training because my husband has a full-blown gym in our garage. It actually helps us bond because it's his interest. But just as important as what they do together is their understanding of what each other needs as an individual. Hough, who's age 31, just released a new single called Transform. After 2 years of deep soul-searching, I think I found the courage to go through the black hole, the America's Got Talent judge says. There are childhood traumas I work through, and it's been an internal journey that I had to do on my own. But my husband was there to support me while I was choosing me. Like has been Hough's rock through her struggles with endometriosis, anxiety and depression, IVF, and coming out as not straight, so it's no wonder he's made some discoveries of his own. I needed a woman's perspective to grow, Like, who's 36, says. He's been so inspired by his marital revelations that he's sharing them on his new podcast called How Men Think. IVF is a hush-hush thing. Nobody talks about it, he says. Why can't we talk about it? Or sexuality? Or intimacy in general? Meeting her, it just opened up a whole new world for me. Kinergy, Julianne's new fitness program, is dance-inspired, but it's really about energetic intelligence and people coming back to their true essence, she tells us. That's the October 14th issue of Us Weekly magazine. I'm Rockin' Ron Schumacher from 103.5 WGRR, Cincinnati's greatest hits. Thank you so much for listening to Radio Reading Services. Look forward to being with you next week. Have a great day.